It's Wednesday, April 18th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 20 minutes after takeoff from New York's LaGuardia Airport yesterday, the engine of a Southwest Airlines jet headed from New York City to Dallas blew open in midair at 32,500 feet, reports NBC Philadelphia. The debris flew into the plane's body, causing a window to burst and the plane to violently depressurize. The pressure change pulled a female passenger partially out of the jet, prompting fellow passengers to help pull her back through the window. Matt Tranchin, who was sitting 3 rows behind her, said, quote, "The passenger who was sitting right next to the window that exploded was in critical condition, covered in blood," end quote. Ultimately, a passenger died and 7 others were injured. It was unclear whether the person who died is the woman who was partially sucked out. Todd Bauer, whose daughter was on the plane, shared her texts with NBC 10.
The cabin was completely depressurized. Oxygen masks were deployed. There was an EMT and a medic on board, as well as a registered nurse. Just true heroes. The woman pilot was incredible on the plane. Flight attendants were amazing.
The Supreme Court said yesterday that part of a federal law that makes it easier to deport immigrants who have been convicted of crimes is too vague to be enforced, reports Business Insider. President Trump's nominee Neil Gorsuch was the deciding vote in the 5-4 ruling against the president's signature issue. Additional details have come out about the sexual misconduct case against Willow Creek Community Church.